Today, Roxana Kazan will be reading work from the poet Daniela Matei. Matei is a native of Sibiu, Romania, where she was part of the Universitas group. She emigrated to the U.S. in 1992 and lives with her family in Indianapolis, where she works as an oncologist. Her debut poetry collection, The Wayback Machine, was published in Bucharest in 2011 by the Art Publishing House. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Roxana, what poems will you be reading today?
The Wayback Machine. 1. Dry heat, dust, fine as my skin pores. In the doorway, strips of flypaper fluttering. The flies buzz below the ceiling. The flies stick to the paper. The flies bat their wings. The flies leave their soles, their knees deep in glue, before taking off this one last time. Amputee flies soar. Mortally wounded, flies return from the war against glue. Kamikaze helicopters below the ceiling. I know, flies without knees will never land. The dust is as fine as my skin pores. On top of Nana's high bed, Lenuta and I are getting bored, waiting for the future to arrive. Here, on the bedspread, embroidered with poppies and wheat fields. How gently do Nana and Grandpa Stefan smile at us on their wedding day, 40 years ago, beneath the glass pane stained with fingerprints. Nana without her headscarf, Grandpa Stefan bravely waiting for the future. How he will put on his thick soldier boots. He will start walking through knee-high snow. Will obey orders, will target the enemy right in the softness of the chest, the enemy at the gates. Then, under the khaki army coat, taking a deep breath, he will calibrate with unending tenderness his memories of Nana. Nana without her headscarf. Who can tell if his soldier boots really got stuck in snow, as they say? Tied him to the frozen ground. In vain he wrestled, in vain he fluttered the flaps of his army coat, he floundered, in vain he tried to free himself from the layer of thick ice. He wanted to leave his soles, his blotted knees, behind. I've never met Grandpa Stefan. The past is shifting under us like quicksand. The past never goes away. It rather crawls under my t-shirt like grains of sand. The past is itchy, dust fine as my skin pores. But watch out. On this stifling morning, Lenuta and I are getting bored, as we did so many times before, waiting for Grandpa Stefan, here on the bedspread, embroidered with poppies and wheat fields. He may knock at the gate at any minute. He may appear in a halo of light. He may hold her hands, smiling. Is this really you, Grandpa? He may tell us what had really happened. That's when Nana will take off her headscarf for the very first time. Shh! A gentle noise at the door, a shuffling, then silence. Flies stick to the paper, the breeze gently blowing. 2. The butterflies are all boys, Lenuta whispers in my ears. How do you know? I know. I saw their eyes. They have boys' eyes. How are the boys' eyes? Boys have small green eyes. The butterflies are all boys. In the vineyard, while Nana weeds quietly, the boys' butterflies rush over us from all directions. 3. Nobody ever cut Nana's hair. Under her headscarf, her hair grows braided like a coiling shell of a snail. Every Sunday, Nana takes us to the cemetery. In the village, we say, "Good morning. Thanks be to Lord." We walk through the vineyard. At the end of the vineyard, there is the old pear tree. Lenuta and I run around the pear tree. We want to find pears, to feel sweet drops trickling down our chins. We are thirsty. drink water from the kirsty. The pears are gone, says Nana. Nana is lying. The pears never ripened. The kids got them all, sour drops trickling down their chins. In the end, we reach the quiet tombs. Nana picks the thistle off the tombs. Nana dusts the stones. She waters the pansies. Lenuca and I play hopscotch. The pansies have headscarves, just like Nana. The dust is soft. The dust is a warm puddle. We are thirsty, drink water from a kirsty. Lenuca's soles are gilded in dust. Mine are in sandals. Nana says, "Doggone it, girls. When are you going to behave? One day the boogaboo will get you, and for each mischief you will get a boil." For a minute we quiet down. Silly girls we are, heartless girls. Our lips sharpened into a sign of silence. Here at the holy place, the place of eternal peace, the empty tomb where one day far away Nana will be laid to rest. Nana will lie along. Grandpa Stefan had frozen. Grandpa Stefan had been an icicle until the spring, when the sun came out and Grandpa Stefan melted. He spilled into the sea. The pansies ruffle. The dust is a lukewarm puddle around the tomb where Lenuca and I are playing hopscotch. My skin is covered with boils. My skin is alive. And now, silly girl, heartless girl, just think of how under the headscarf, beneath the empty tombstone, it is chilly beneath the tombstone, it is cozy beneath the tombstone, where the past wears thin, where the bones wear thin, Nana's hair will grow braided and slow like a coiling shell of the snail.
You've been listening to poetry by Daniela Matei on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.
You can visit The Poet's Weave online at wfiu.org/poetsweave.